There we go, here on Live 89.5, one more time from Daft Punk now. Something that's kind of seen as very cool, very important, good for health, and also a little bit daft is something we might be talking about in just a moment. I've got a very special guest to introduce to the studio, and I introduce to Drive today, Tony Goff. How are you doing, sir?
Hi, fine. Thanks, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Now, I was put this, a little link on our Facebook page because I've always heard about the Hash House Harriers, and I think a lot of people have, and you're here to explain this. Now, what is the Phuket Hash House Harriers, Tony?
Well, we're a running club that meets every Saturday afternoon. Every week, we run in different locations all over our island. We go to places you wouldn't normally think of going, or even know that they're there. I say we're a running club, but a lot of us are not fit enough to run anymore. We just walk for fun these days.
But it's through some pretty heavy terrain, yeah?
Yeah, but it still keeps us fit. It's good fun. We see parts of the island we're never likely to see.
And who sets the locations? Who sets that kind
of thing? Well, we set it ourselves. We have what we call hares, and they lay the tracks, and then we follow paper. So every week there's a run and a walk, both set in the same location, and start and finish at the same time.
Fantastic. Right, okay, so typically, who are your members? Because you've been going for a while now, so yeah. Who's your members? So?
Yeah, well, our members range from 6 to 83 years young. The 83 guy still runs. Absolutely fantastic. You know, about 40% of our members are female, and about 55% are expats from across the world. So we've got a good mix, you know, boys and girls, Thais and expats, super fit, and the almost able, like me, unfortunately.
You don't look too bad. We've got four flights of steps that you just kind of bounded up quite joyfully. So it obviously works for some good fitness as well, yeah?
Well, it does, but I'm out of breath now. Well, you know, it works well. The club works really well. We have an average of about 100 people that turn up every week with about 40 active members. Not everybody can make it, you know. Come when you can, never too many.
Nice one, all are welcome. So what makes you different, do you reckon, from the other fitness type clubs that we've got going on the island?
Well, keeping healthy is very important to us, but the underlying ethos of our club is staying alive the fun way.
Oh, cue John Travolta.
we've got a few John Travoltas in our club, I can tell you. You know, our club motto gives that little window into that. A drinking club with a running problem.
I saw that on your website. I saw that.
But, you know, we like to do the healthy bit first, run or walk, and then we stay around for about an hour or so, drinking and eating. All types of drink and food are available on site. You know, it's. I always say to people, it's really a great place to get to know new people and make lifelong friends. You know, as a club, we're over 30 years old in Phuket. Hash House Harriers as a worldwide organisation was founded 78 years ago. Wow. And now there's 2,000 clubs spread all over the corner of the world. You know, we don't run on roads or around parks. We really are off the beaten track in many, many ways.
Off-road, taking it off-road, taking fitness out into the jungles. Because some of the pictures on the website are absolutely incredible. Now, you said that's the off-the-beaten track. So tell us whereabouts do you run. What's the location you've gone through so far?
Well, you know, that's easy. The answer is everywhere, all over our beautiful island of ours. You know, I can guarantee most of your listeners will have never been to where we go, week in, week out. We get the landowners' permission to access some of the most beautiful scenic places around here. It's a great way of seeing the Phuket you never knew was here. And you know, Jason, those pictures are all true. We go in all terrains, all weathers. It's fabulous fun to do.
Yeah, it sounds like a fantastic thing to do. And yeah, this is it, seeing the many, many little nooks and crannies, which a lot of people kind of come here and they just see all the main areas, they go to all the main beaches. But yeah, this offers something different, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's traffic, beaches, traffic, shopping malls, beaches, traffic. We offer a great difference in that.
So that sounds great. So how do you get to these places? What's the arrangement for, like, how people can get to you and get to these places?
Well, you can go direct to our run sites by motorbike or car. Directions are on our website. 2 or 3 weeks in advance, and every run information is on our website. And our little red and white HHH direction signs are on the road leading to all the start sites. You can't miss them. They're everywhere. Or we have a bus that can take you there. We have two buses. One's a singing bus, one's a normal bus. You can hear the singing bus coming miles off. But be careful, the other bus might run you over.
And what kind of, there you go, that's it. So the safety aspect, health and safety on the roads, the Hashal Taris are actually enforcing there.
Is there anything else in Thailand? Health and safety on the roads, not off the roads, absolutely.
And what kind of songs are you singing, Tony?
I can't say that on the radio.
You're not allowed to.
You've warned me already, I can't say those.
There's a bit of a mature sort of language in lyrics in the song sometimes.
No, it's just a little bit of fun. It's a little bit of fun that everybody can join in. There is no problem. There's no excuse. If you want to join in the fun, we'll get you there. All ages, as I said, 6 to 83.
Excellent. Now, I'm sure that sort of like builds up a nice sort of feeling in the local community and getting people out there and doing so. Tell us a bit about that as well.
Yeah, of course. You know, we like to feel we're part of the local community. As I said, we've been around for over 30 years. But, you know, as a club, we offer anybody who wants to join us for free a way of having fun, keeping healthy, expanding your social circle, and making new friends. But we at Phuket Hashal Taris also like to think we'd like to put something back into, you know, our local community.
Nice one.
Every year we raise funds and give various charitable gifts. We have in the past donated equipment to local schools. Also, every year we undertake to do the safety marshalling for the bike section of the Laguna Triathlon, which has just finished a couple of weeks ago. We've done this for the past 23 years, and we gain vast experience in this vital area, and that helps the superb event pass without incident on the roads, which is unusual.
It's very important,
and we're proud of it. We're really proud of it.
That's it. Well, you're used to like being out there and about, so why not sort of like get involved with that as well? So that's 23 years. That's fantastic. Must be a great experience.
Yes, it is. It's good fun, but it's vital as well. You know, the competitors rely on somebody making sure that traffic's not going to get in their way or people running out in front of them. So we offer a vital service for that, and we're quite proud of it.
Brilliant. Now, Tony, I'm sure like there's quite a few people out there listening now who would like to know how to get involved with this, because it's something that you're saying you want to keep the momentum going and this kind of like the aspects of getting involved with community and everything and charity. So don't want it ever to lull in numbers. So how can people get involved with your club?
Yeah, that's important, because, you know, we've got a big membership, but obviously people grow old and people go in and out of the island, and we want to make sure that people can find out about us. So you can check our website at www.phuket-hhh.com. That's www.phuket-hhh.com. Also, the Phuket newspaper kindly prints out our information every week in your sports section. So that's really great of you to do that for us.
Fantastic. Just a reminder, that's every Saturday, yeah, Tony?
That's every Saturday afternoon. We normally start at 4 o'clock, but recently we've brought it forward because of the early nights. So if you want to know, stay healthy, newfound friends, and have great fun at the same time, come and join us for free. You know, I'd like to thank you for inviting us here today, and your great newspaper, the Phuket News, for supporting us every week by putting information in there. So thank you all. Check out our website. Come and join in the fun for free. Have some laughs.
Excellent, Tony. Well, thank you for coming in. Now, of course, as well as the website, there is the Phuket Hashal Taris Facebook page. I'm sure you're accepting invitations on there, and also friend requests and messages on there. Yeah, it's fantastic. It looks like a lot of fun. So it usually runs over, the trail is at about an hour, isn't it? Something around
it's
there.
It's approximately an hour. 55 minutes, 45 to 55 minutes an hour. That's about the fun you want to do it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And then obviously the drinking club with the running problem. There's a few beverages after, communications going on for about an hour after that as well, yeah?
Absolutely. You know, we hang around afterwards and cool down and have some ice water or anything else you want to drink.
Some lemonades.
We stop at lemonades, but there you go. It's good fun. It's a great way to relax, cool down, get to know the island, And we look forward to seeing you next week, Jason.
Excellent. And enjoy drinking out of a shoe, maybe, occasionally.
Yeah. Yes, that's been known. I won't put anybody off, and I won't give any details about it. But it's good fun. We like to entertain ourselves. And people that come often say to me, you know, that's one of the best weekends I've ever had. You made a holiday, if they're visitors. Or why didn't we join you soon and our expats living over here? Or indeed Thais. As I said, you know, around about 40% of our membership are Thais, and around about 40-45% are females. So it's important that we have a good mix, and we have a great mix here at Phuket.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. Get the mix going, get the blends going, and also incredible. I'm well impressed that you're doing something for charities, for community. And as I said before, I was on the website and the Facebook page, and I tell you what, it looks like all smiles on everyone's faces. So it looks like you're doing a great thing. So to all of the Phuket House Hash House Harriers, have a great time every week. Tony, thanks for coming and joining us on Drive.
Thank you very much, Jason.